Morning. This is going to be our opportunity to share the first set of outcome results of a five-year community-based participatory study addressing racial disparities in HIV and STIs. This is a project of the Prevention Research Center of Michigan, which had oversight by a community board in Genesee County, Michigan. Our partners in this project included the University School of Public Health, a nonprofit organization, Your Center, and the county health departments in Genesee and Saginaw County. There are no conflicts of interest to report. When we started this project in 2009, our community partners, along with researchers at the School of Public Health, were very concerned about the disparity rates in STIs, both in Genesee County and in Michigan. At the time, there was a syphilis outbreak in southeast Michigan that was really affecting the African-American community. You can see the disparity rates here are 62 to 1, but there were also stunning disparities in other STIs at the time. So our partners encouraged us to write a plan and a project to address these disparities with our partner, Your Center. Your Center had been actively engaged in promoting sexual health education, especially in church communities in Genesee County. They developed a HIV education intervention that occurred in the context of a house party where the host invited their friends with whom they already had discussed their personal business. This is a term. This is a term our Your Center partners used to talk about inviting friends who you've already had some of these important conversations with up to this point. A trained facilitator worked with the party host to engage and entertain the host guests while teaching healthy sexuality principles and practices. These house parties were called HOPE parties. HOPE is an acronym for HIV and STI outreach, prevention, and education. If the host did not have available space in their own home, arrangements were made to hold the party at another site. We were also interested in extending and expanding the HOPE party. First I'll talk a little bit about what happened at HOPE parties. Our participants at the HOPE parties were first consented, and they agreed to complete a pre-test survey of a number of different healthy sexuality outcome variables. They were then engaged in a variety of activities that were both fun and learning experiences, and they finished their HOPE party experience by completing individual harm reduction plans. Our project was also interested in learning how to extend and expand the learning that happened in HOPE parties by introducing an online social media component built to engage the HOPE party participants in a variety of online activities that reinforced and enhanced the learning that occurred in the HOPE parties. We hypothesized that an online social media intervention would extend and promote these through a mediating factor of bolstering relationships in the social network. So we built an online intervention that was focused on extending the conversations through blogs and chat rooms, to offer expert advice through Q&A discussions, and to list local resources of interest to those who had been at the HOPE parties and to their extended networks throughout the county. Here is a screenshot of our web page portal that gave access to the blogs, the discussion groups, and so forth. There was ways to link what you were seeing and learning to both Facebook and Twitter. Many of the website features were honest, candid, fresh expressions about healthy sexuality gathered and written by young adults and tailored to the intended population of young African-American adults. This project also this development was guided by an advisory group of young adults, including HOPE Party hosts and participants, and young adults from the LGBTQ community. So I want to share with you our conceptual model. You can see from this model that we were trying to affect healthy sexuality outcomes, including improved communications with sexual partners, safer sex behaviors that for this project was directly linked to the intended goals of the whole parties, and that was reduce the number of sexual partners, reduce alcohol and drug use before sex, increase use of protection, which was primarily condoms and dental dams, and getting an STD test. We were hoping that if we were successful, this would eventually reduce the sexually transmitted infections that were tracked by the county health departments. The HOPE Online, the interactive website, we hypothesized some additional mediators towards these outcomes that were primarily focused on social network variables. I'm not going to be talking about that part of the model today. It's very complicated data. We're still working on that. So that we'll save for a future presentation. So today I'm going to be talking about the psychosocial mediators and some of the outcomes that we've assessed so far. I should point out, though, that we did have a quasi-experimental design where we implemented the HOPE parties and interactive website, HOPE Online, in Genesee County, and we conducted only HOPE parties in the adjacent Saginaw County. So we'll be comparing the results for both sites. Our design, in addition to the pretests, included post-test assessments at 3, 6, and 12 months. This is a very highly mobile population. We had to work very hard to keep them in the study. So you can see from our sample and retention statistics at the bottom of this slide that at pretest we had 317 participants who did both HOPE Party and HOPE Online, 232 who did HOPE Party only. Our retention rates are between 60 and 65%. And that was with a lot of effort. Very, very difficult group to keep track of. So here's how we measured some of our key variables. Healthy sexuality knowledge was assessed with a set of true-false statements that were based on the learning objectives of the HOPE parties. We used 9 Likert type ratings to assess the participants' perceived norms about healthy sexuality practices. This scale had a low internal consistency, but we found significant effects nonetheless. We measured healthy sexuality efficacy also with Likert type ratings. Our communications with partner outcome variable was assessed with 6 items. In the last 3 months, how often have you, blank, 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 discussed various things with your partners? And here is a summary of our results. I'll get into some of the particulars here, but our intervention at 3-month outcomes showed that we found improvements in the psychosocial mediators of knowledge, perceived norms, and efficacy for both groups. We found improvements in alcohol and drug use before sex and in the rates of engaging in unprotected sex. But we noted no sexual improvements in the communications among sex partners, the number of sex partners, or getting an STD test, although there were some encouraging trends. The first trend I wanted to show you is in the reduction of sex partners in the previous 3 months. Even though both groups showed a decrease in sex partners, there was a lot of variation, and these decreases were not statistically significant. Alcohol before sex. We asked here how frequently the participants used alcohol before sex on a 1 to 5 scale, 1 being never, 5 being always, and both groups showed a statistically significant improvement. We found a similar result for drug use before sex, again, a significant time effect. We asked 3 questions about a participant's unprotected sex during vaginal, anal, and oral sex. We developed a scoring program to determine if participants had engaged in unprotected sex at least once in the last 3 months. So you can see the rates of unprotected sex in the last 3 months are relatively high, but we did see significant reductions in the Saginaw County group and a trend of reduction in the Genesee County group. We We did not show strong effects with encouraging participants to get an STD test in that three-month follow-up period. There's some evidence that there is a decrease in those getting tested in the Genesee County sample. In all of our statistical tests, we found no differences between the two counties, the county that received only the Hope parties and the county that received the Hope online parties. So we are really puzzled why our online intervention seemed to have very little effect at the three-month follow-up. We are exploring a number of different challenges that we think might have occurred. One of them is that during this period of time, this five-year period since 2009, technology has changed quite a bit. In fact, some of the initial social media sites that we proposed using have pretty much disappeared. And so we're also finding that we designed a website that was set up for viewing on a PC, and many of our young participants aren't using PCs for their access to the interweb. They're more likely to use handheld devices. We were also concerned that many of our young people had limited access to the internet because of the cost of maintaining that. And the final concern we had was that we did not have the right sexual health content. We tried a number of strategies to put up content that was current, accurate, provocative, and real, but without a full-time marketing research team, we may not have hit the mark with our target population. We are currently engaged in some focus group studies with party participants to learn more about how they used our website, what they found effective and what they found ineffective. And we are going to be encouraging our community partner, Your Center, in the further development of the Hope Online intervention. And here's how you can contact us if you have other questions. I guess we're going to save questions till the end.